semifinal matchup in the 1A football playoffs up at Upton Sundance. Your second trip to Upton Sundance. Now, is it in Upton or is it in Sundance? Does Upton get the nod since they're first on the name?
For the last 2 years, yeah, because Sundance is building an elementary on their football field, so they don't have a home right now.
Okay, that makes sense. That'd be kind of tough to play a football game around all that.
Yeah, I think their new one is almost complete, so in the past, they just alternated home games and had two homecomings and all that stuff.
Talking to Will Gray. So, okay, you made the first trip up there, Will, middle of the season, and you know, a lot of anticipation for that matchup, and you know, they got you pretty good up there on their home field. What leads you to believe that things are going to be different this time around when you go up and play the Patriots tomorrow?
You know, a couple of things. When we played up there the first time, you know, we hadn't really played anybody yet. We weren't playing really physical, and their physicality shocked us at the beginning of the game. You know, it was 40-mile-an-hour wind, so we couldn't throw the ball and be balanced. And, you know, we've had to change some things up front, you know, just based on how we were playing, and we feel pretty good that those changes we've made were for the better. We got guys in better positions to make plays, and, you know, a couple of their scores early were on missed tackles on our part, so we just got to tackle.
You mentioned the physicality. Was it really just kind of, was it in the trenches that was the biggest difference in terms of their matching their physicality?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, up front, you know, they're very solid defensively up front, and, you know, we didn't get very good movement early. You know, on the teams we played the 2 weeks prior, we didn't really have to play, and we got away with a lot of bad habits. And so we've tried to fix those in the last 5 weeks or however long it's been, and I think we've done that, but we're going to find out.
You guys went to Tongue River toward the end of the regular season. I know it was a potential big matchup with a potential home playoff game that was on the line, but the that was a long road trip again, and you guys played very well up there. It just kind of got away at the end in a, 28-14 loss, I think, up there at Tongue River. Is that more representative of the competitive nature of this team more so than the first Upton Sundance trip?
Oh, absolutely, because in that TR game, we were up 14-7 punting, and they muffed a punt, you know, and the kids got excited and tried to pick it up and run, you know, not knowing the rule that it's dead wherever you pick it up. And that was at their 10. You know, we would have the ball at the 10 going in, potentially to go up two scores, and then they put a good drive together and tied the game. But, yeah, these kids compete. You know, I think the first Upton game, you know, like I said, it was a shock to them. But they're competitors, and we talked tonight about, you know, yeah, they've won 15 games in a row or whatever it is, but if we go compete and we tackle, we're going to have a chance late, and that's, as coaches, that's all we ask for.
You mentioned the offensive balance, and you guys are leading 1A in rushing right now. You've got the leading rusher in 1A in Ruger Lewis. But, you know, you guys also do have a good quarterback back there, a third-year starter in Hayes Formstrom. How important is balance to what you guys do?
It's the most important thing because, you know, at our level, teams' adjustment to stopping the run, you know, it's not technique, it's not fundamentals, it's just sending more guys than you can block. So we've got to be able to take advantage of that on the edge and down the middle of the field with some play action and just getting linebackers moved with some play action and hitting some seams and making big plays out of those.
Well, I'm curious because just, you know, when I'm doing games, I'll follow a lot of other games on Twitter and get the updates. And following a lot of the Upton Sundance games, it seems like the second half, they really start to pull away. I mean, games are fairly competitive in the first half, and then something clicks in the second half. How important, and again, this you know, this is maybe an obvious one. It's obvious to get off to a good start, but particularly when you go on the road to play a team that, you know, may give you some things in the first half. How important is that?
It's very important because, you know, their second half surge is due to their physicality. They kind of wear people down, and, you know, as teenagers, you know, when you're ahead or you're still in the game, you know, you're still playing hard, you're still being physical. But, you know, when you're getting beat, you know, that's when kids don't play as hard as they should or as hard as they could. So we need to keep it close, you know, so the kids aren't getting down on themselves and they feel like, yeah, we're in this and, you know, we can win this.
You know, well, it's still football season, but, you know, basketball season is right around the corner. The lost one good post player from last season's team. Do you think Lindsey Forbes' Lady Hornets can repeat?
I do. They've got some work to do. But they put a lot of time in the gym and the weight room over the summer. I think they have a pretty good chance.
See, I figured you wouldn't talk about your own team, so I tried to bait and switch you.
Well, I was gonna talk about Pine Bluffs basketball because I'm sure that's.
But Will won't talk about it.
That's the first thing.
He's focused on
Upton Sundance. You will not talk
one game
about
at a time.
Will? You're not.
I did send an email to my assistant this week and said, whether we win or lose, we need to be smart, you know, with their bodies, and the kids will want to be in the gym the first day they can get in there, but we've got to have some structure and keep them off their feet for a while and recover because we are playing very physical, and they need some time off. So I did send that email to my assistants because they're good, and, you know, you hire good people and you let them do their job. So we have started talking just a tad.
Are you sure that none of the players are going to sneak into the gym and start shooting the ball around a little bit?
Well, it's funny Monty mentions that because I was out there a couple weeks ago doing volleyball interviews, and I saw Kyle Steger lacing up his sneakers as I was walking out of the gym. So yeah. Imagine with that crew, you really got to try hard to keep him out of the gym, don't you?
We kind of have a deal that Coach Werner will open the gym if we won the week before. He'll open it on Monday and Tuesday, you know, for about an hour. And, you know, when you're the head coach of both, it's easy to allow him to do that, but I can see, you know, where there's issues where you're just the football coach, you don't want your guys in the gym. But at the end of the day, when you're in charge of both programs, you got to make sure you're ready to go. And these kids, you know, they're always wanting to get better, and it's hard to tell them no. They're pretty persuasive. And, you know, when you make a deal that we win, we'll open it Monday and Tuesday, you know, they strive for that.
That's the most you've talked about basketball in a while, right?
Yeah.
Best of luck, Will. Safe travels up to Upton. Best of luck tomorrow. We'll be keeping tabs on the Hornets in the semifinals. Thank you so much.
Yep, thanks for having us, guys.
Take it easy. There you go.